Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
By the way, remember this, when you get in Ezekiel, chapters number 37, 38, 39, talk about Gog and Magog, and then you get in the last part of Ezekiel, 44, 45, 46, all of those, it talks about the millennial reign of Christ, the millennial temple. It's all talking future. So here in Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse number 24, and David my servant shall be the king over them. And they shall have one shepherd, and they shall walk in my judgments, and shall observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell there, and even they, and their children's children, forever. Remember we talked a little bit earlier about children being born? Here's another reference. When he says, and their children, and their children's children forever. They will have generations forever and forever. As God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they were going to have children forever. They could have had children forever if it wouldn't have been sin and then that tree of life. And you remember all that in vogue. We see here in this passage that God uses that term forever. Now let me ask you a question. How long is forever? I know some of y'all will be mad at me, but I graduated from Auburndale High School. But I'm smart enough to know how long forever is. It's time out of mind. It's not just the 1,000-year reign of Christ. God's word says you're going to have children and children's children forever. Okay? Remember, I mentioned this yesterday. I was preaching ordination. I didn't write this book. I'm just saying what it says in God's book. So it says, their children shall forever. And then notice this next phrase. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. There's that word again. Now, that really stretches your mind. When we get to the new heavens and the new earth and we get that new Jerusalem coming down, who is going to be there in the new Jerusalem? That's not a rhetorical question. Not wanting to trick you up. Jesus will be the light of that city. There will be no need of light. In other words, you won't be turning on light switches there in Jerusalem because he is the light of that city. There'll be no need of a sun at all because he'll be the light. There's going to be somebody else there. A fellow by the name of David. He's going to have a place, and we're going to read here in a little bit. He's going to have a part in that. I don't know everything. I don't know all there is to know. I just know this. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for us in heaven. There are going to be a lot of things that we don't know about. I don't know. But this gives us a little bit of an insight into the future. When God says forever, what does he mean? I think he means forever. So obviously, somewhere David, who was a man after God's own heart, David was a rascal sometimes, wasn't he? Man, he committed adultery. He went out there. He should have been at war, fighting with the guys, and he goes out on his roof, and he looks out over his kingdom. Man, he's got it made. He looks out and there's some nice looking lady down there getting a bath. And by the way, we blame everything on David. But Bathsheba's part of this equation too. You know that. Don't you know that she knew the king's palace is there? She ain't no dumb. It's like living at the White House. The White House and Donald Trump's out there. That's a bad example. But you get the picture. There's palace in Jerusalem. Bathsheba goes out there on her rooftop bathing. Don't you know that she's in eyesight of course she knew that. Anyway, that's a whole other story. David, I'm not taking any blame, but there's faults on both sides. And by the way, every marriage, I counsel people, it's never one-sided. Well, if you knew what she did, well, she probably did it because of what you are, you rascal. That's a whole nother story. It's all, you get the point. Okay, so here that same day we went out and saw Bathsheba. Bring her to me. She gets pregnant. David finds out. Well, I got to do something about it. Send Uriah. You know the story. He has Uriah killed. That was just one. And then later in his life, David numbered Israel. Man, that messed up. Remember, and there was a great plague coming. God gave him three choices. David fell at the mercy of God. That same David, who God said he was a man after my, who, and aren't you glad that even when we mess up, God still loves us and forgives us? Let me give you another example, and I want to finish this today, but I listen to preachers, and probably to my fault, but I listen to a lot of independent Baptist preachers preaching. I like good preaching, because sometimes preachers need to be preached to. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
I need to hear good preaching. So I turn to different people that I think are good preachers. And I hear their messages and all, and I get fed by other preachers sometimes. Sometimes. And other times I just do this right here. I'm amazed at some of these independent preachers who beat their people to death.
Yeah.
Beat them to death. They mess up, and instead of helping and healing and picking them up, you know what they do? God bless you. If not by the grace, now I don't condone sin, but not by the grace of God, there goes I. Let me give you a great example of this. Remember the lady who was at the well, I just read this in John chapter 4, 5. Help me out.
Four.
They brought Jesus, brought this woman to Jesus. Am I thinking right? No, that's a different one. She meets the woman at the well. This is different. The same principle, though. And she had four or five husbands. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that you're living with now ain't your husband. And that woman got saved. You believe that? She was shacking up with somebody. I know preachers. I got to be very careful here. I want people like that to come to church that are sinners. Y'all look at me awful funny. Because they need to hear this.
Amen.
That God loves them. God forgives them. And then she went and told all the men, I like that. She went back in that Samaritan, she told all those men, man, you got to come see somebody. I found Jesus. And all the men came out. Why did she tell the men? Because the ladies would have nothing to do with her. Those men did, but you know the story anyway. Then there's another one. That was what I was getting mixed up on. But it's the same principle there. They caught the woman in adultery. They threw her down at Jesus' feet. Lord Jesus, do we stone her? What do we do? Remember the story? And he started writing. And he wrote the second time, and there's a reason I won't go into all that. And then they all left, beginning from the oldest to the youngest. Why did the old codgers leave first? It's interesting, the Bible says they left, they had the stones in their hand fixing the cast, killed it. And the Bible says they all left beginning with the old codgers, the elder.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.